And I thought this week couldn't get any worse. So welcome to another episode of Life in the Fun Employment Era. I'm Donald Zatiati. I'll be your host today. So we interviewed for a job position as a content writer. We passed through a series of interview stages, if you will. Passed the functional test, no problem. The first phone interview, no problem. And then the final interview, which I thought went great, right? But in the end of the day, I got the email that I was not going to be their next content writer, which is fine, which is fine. Right? And I'm not gonna lie, that kind of bummed me out a little bit. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna, just sweep the dust off my shoulders and move on to, whatever comes next, right? And just keep on applying to new jobs and everything like that. And like a few days before that, or a few days after the interview, if you will, I matched with this girl on Hinge, right? I was kind of bored. I decided to, you know what? Let's just try to meet new people on online, and I liked a few, profiles here and there, blah, 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 blah. Talked to a few and then got ghosted by one or two, I think. And then I talked with three, one I unmatched because I just didn't really feel it was anything was there. And then one of them, we chatted for a while, but we later find out that, I don't know, we just didn't really seem compatible, if you will. But then, like, there was this one girl, like, I don't know, like, I feel like we really hit it off pretty well, and in the chat at least. And I decided to ask her out on a date, right? And she said yes. And, I was supposed to go out with her tomorrow, but I got a message from her. Nothing against her, nothing against her at all. She was very, she was very sincere about it. She was, is it cautious? I think it's cautious. Cautious. Basically, she's really polite, and she was basically, I don't know if this is a thing, and she was a gentlewoman, if you will. She told me she had a lot going on in her personal life, and she just thought that dating just wasn't it's not something that would best suit her right now, right? And I told her, completely understand, no problem, hope you sort things out, and don't apologize or anything like that, because, like, you should always come first. And I told her, if ever you're interested later down the line, email me or something like that. And yeah, she replied back and she said thank you for understanding and whatnot, and that she was open to the idea of potentially meeting sometime later down the road, whatever. If that's gonna even happen, I'm not sure. Realistically, I'm just gonna consider that as a, I probably won't ever see her, but I guess for what it's worth, like, I don't know. It's like, I suppose some things happen in your life as a redirection instead of a rejection, I would say. Like, though it's not technically a rejection, but it kind of feels like one. But I guess it's just the way things work, I guess. Like, if something is meant to be, if someone is meant to be in your life, then it will be. If they're not, then they're not. And it's something that I took a really long while to kind of come to terms with. I last dated, like, was officially in a relationship and, went on dates and everything like that 6 years ago. Sorry, that was my rice cooker. Just gonna wait for it to finish. as I was saying. Yeah, and I suppose it took me a long while because I thought that I need to work on myself, as what every guy says, and then proceeds to go to the gym and, works out, build some muscle and build confidence and whatnot. And to be honest with you, I've never felt the best shape of my life right now, and until now, or not until now, like to this day, right? And I'm proud of the physique I've built. It really helped me overcome a lot of mental and I suppose emotional hurdles, I would say. And it just kind of proves to you that, no matter how bad things may be, somehow, some way, like just, giving your all in the gym and everything, that just, it really just, it contributes to, whatever you're trying to build, right? And I think it's like, it's kind of the same thing with like relationships and friendships, but particularly in romantic relationships, right? Like, I suppose if you don't try, then you won't ever get that home run in the first place, right? The difference between, anyone who's successful and someone who's not successful is the number of times they choose to take that swing. All you need is one home run, right? Just one home run, that's it, that's all you need. But if you don't swing and fail and swing and fail and swing and fail and swing and fail, then you won't ever get that, even the slightest chance of getting that home run, of getting that bang, right? So I suppose like I was really bummed out about it, not gonna lie. I was looking forward to it because, like, yo, it's like 6 years, 6 years is a lot of time. And I thought like maybe, I felt that I was finally like ready to get out there and meet someone, get to know someone and see where it goes, right? But I suppose life has other plans maybe, or the Almighty has other plans maybe. So yeah, I was bummed out about it, but I slowly reflected on things and like, maybe it's time I kind of see things in the bigger picture, like, yes, it's okay to be disappointed. Yes, it's okay to kind of be down for a bit, because I was down for like for the longest time, I listened to like my heartbroken playlist. I still have it to this day. And like I just remember like I was lying on this couch and I was just staring at the roof of my apartment, and I remember just bawling out the lyrics to every single song that was there. And just to kind of pick up where I left off yesterday, sorry for the silence, I'll wait for it. I kind of realized, the importance of just like, or not the importance of like, or maybe more like I forgot what it was like to experience that, experience that, well, that slight, like, quote unquote heartbreak, if you will. Or maybe it's just a disappointment, I don't know. But like, it's been a while since I've like actually felt that, and to be able to feel that again, and to really like experience the emotions, the letdown, if you will, though it's not her fault. It just kind of scares me, but it also sparks that passion inside of me, if you will, that, if you can like go through all those emotions just for that one person, even though, you may think, even though she does seem like someone who's worth dating and worth getting to know, and but due to, life circumstances, it just Just wasn't the time, if you will. If you could, like, go through all that just because of this, just by getting to know someone by the shortest amount of time, but with some depth to it, because I feel like we started off the conversation with a few deep questions, and I got to know her a little bit from that sense. And just to have to get over that took me a whole day. That's crazy. But like, imagine like if you find someone that you're truly gonna spend the rest of your life with, Imagine how deep you can go. So yeah, I don't know. It's just a thought, and I guess I'll just keep swinging, I guess. And yeah, I'll keep you updated. But to be honest with you, like, in terms of like my dating life, I don't know. I really have to remind myself to really like keep my standards high. Don't compromise on what I'm actually going to look for, or what I'm trying to look for. Because, I don't know if I've said this before, but like, from my perspective, I'm not just looking for a wife or a girlfriend, if you will. I'm looking for my best friend, my partner in crime, though not literally, because we don't want to commit any crimes. My advisor in my day-to-day life, right? My critique, because I need that. And the mother to my children, the caretaker to my parents as well, And, a grandma to my grandchildren, if you will. And, when you take into account all of these things, it's like, this selection process becomes more real, and it becomes more standardized, if you will. I don't want to sound too businessy, but like, it is what it is. Like, those are the things that I look for, and if there's a compromise in those things, then yeah, I don't know, because I think if there's one thing that my last relationship taught me, is that you really need to understand where you're steering the con no, not the conversation, the relationship towards. Is it is something long term, is it something short term or whatnot? But of course I'm gonna go for a long term one, right? And I think there was a lot of uncoverings, if you will, in terms of like, getting to know your partner's personality, their, how they behave around others, how are their relationships with, their family members, other friends and whatnot. So you kind of get a sense and a, incremental peaks of how who they are as a person and what their life looks like. And from there you can kind of assess like, okay, she's this 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 this, and she does that 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 that, that, and she's X, Y, and Z. And which begs the question, like, do you see her in your life, and does she see you in her life? Because it goes both ways, right? And I guess in the last relationship, we both just decided that it just wasn't meant to be, and we were meant for different paths. We had different goals, different values, so we decided to end it there and there. And and yeah, we've gone our separate ways, and I'd like to say we're both happy. At least I'm speaking for myself, and I hope she is too. But yeah, that's a little bit of an update from my dating life. But yeah, I'll keep you posted. And yeah, I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.